Good morning. I'm glad to hear next Sunday's a red Sunday. Yesterday was a red Saturday. I won't talk too much about it. Maureen and John invited us over to spend the evening. John's a Spurs fan, I'm a Liverpool fan. We sat on opposite ends of the room. But the funniest thing about the whole night was, at the end, well, the result was good, but the funniest thing was John says, at least we'll get a happy preacher tomorrow. So today, we're carrying on the theme of the Holy Spirit. So it's been a fantastic series. Do you all agree?
Yeah.
I hope you're learning loads. And today, we're going to talk about miracles and healing. So let's just pray before I start. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here now amongst us. And just pray, as I speak, that miracles and healing can take place now. Even with not praying for specific things, but just in amongst us. Pray that our hearts will be open to learn something new. Amen.
Amen.
So, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. And Jesus, through his ministry, was full of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit was contained in him. And as he did his work, the Holy Spirit helped him. The Holy Spirit is a helper. A teacher, also. If you're reading the Bible, the Holy Spirit will help you understand what it says in the Bible. He's a reminder. So if you do read the Bible, when you go out and about, he'll bring text back to your memory to help you in circumstances. He's someone who gives revelations. He'll give you a revelation of things in your life or things for others. Yesterday, I had a revelation. Rachel and I were talking in the car. We often go out on a Saturday and have lunch and chat. And I've been grappling with something for many years. And as we sat and talked, God dropped a revelation in and I spoke it. And we sat there for one moment and thought, wow, that's it. It's like a light was shone on something. So it gives me something now that we can pray about, which is so fantastic. He gives us hope when we're feeling down or not good. He gives us hope and reminds us who we are, how much God loves us. And the other way, he helps us love Jesus more. That's one of his main roles, to help us to love Jesus more. He convicts us when we do things wrong. He'll shine a light on something or prompts you. You kind of know something is wrong and you need to put it right. And he leads us in forgiveness. He's not an optional extra. He's not someone you can leave out. He lives in you. And we need to learn how to cooperate with him as he exists in us. He's a gentleman. He's not a person who's a bully. He doesn't force us to do things. It's up to us to be willing to receive him and to go with his leading. I've got something here to show, to demonstrate. So as I was thinking of this, I thought of a radio. And this radio is no good if it doesn't have a receiver in it. So this is a radio. If it doesn't have a receiver in it, it can't receive anything. And us, we need to have a receiver, which is the Holy Spirit. And then through that, God's love will come in. And we transmit it out to others as well. It's not about us just receiving. It's about us giving out as well. Holy Spirit is something, I believe, you can sense him and you can feel him. It's not all knowledge. It's a sense and a feeling. You know when you can feel and you're in God's presence and you feel the Holy Spirit. It's fantastic. So, let's talk about miracles. What's a miracle? Extraordinary welcome event from a divine agency. That's the definition of a miracle. Why did Jesus perform miracles? Any idea? What was the purpose behind miracles?
Show what God was like.
Show what God was like. Very good, Joy. Yeah, perfect. Demonstrate the Father's love to people and that he cared and that he was interested in their lives. Be compassionate. It was a witness to who God was like, and to demonstrate trust. So as a miracle took place, people trusted. There's loads of miracles through the Old Testament. The miracles of the sea, parting the sea, the burning bush. Loads of different things of God demonstrating what he's like. In the elders' day, a couple of weeks ago, we sat and we looked at a scripture in Joshua, and it was about consecrate yourself before the Lord. And then we looked at that and what that meant. And consecrate was like sanctify, and it also means set apart. So we're thinking, okay, so we're set apart for God. And then the next bit said, you will see wonders. So there was these two parts to it. Consecrate yourself, sanctify, get yourself right before God, then you will see wonders. And there was another part to that, which we thought was quite surprising. It's part of that word, it also meant to remove burdens. So it wasn't just about getting yourself right, it was to remove any burdens that you're carrying with you, that you may carry around life. It's an interesting one. So what miracles have you seen? Anyone like to shout out something quickly in your lives? What miracle have you seen?
Legs being lengthened.
Legs being lengthened? Amen.
My sister was healed of encephalitis.
Cool.
Thank you. Fantastic. My friend Mary, she got rid of cancer.
Got rid of cancer?
Yeah, got rid of cancer. I prayed for her and got rid of cancer.
Excellent. Anyone else?
My nephew.
Nephew? What happened with your nephew?
That he's born.
He was born safely.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen. Miracle of new life.
Yep.
Yes.
It's good to hear about miracles because it builds our faith as well. And that's why 1 minute stories are so good, because we hear what's going on and it builds our faith, right? In Romans 8:11, it says, and the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. Yeah. Spend a moment to get hold of that. The power that has. And if the same spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, also give life to your mortal bodies because of the spirit who lives in you. That's powerful. I'm going to move on to healing. But throughout Jesus' life, I just did a quick study of all the miracles that were documented that Jesus performed. And I thought it was quite interesting to see how many of these were healing. And out of the 40 that I've got recorded here, 29 of them were related to healing.
Wow.
The healing is a big part of the ministry. And healing is not just about physical healing. It can be about emotional healing as well. Psychological healing. God's interested in it all. And if there's anyone here struggling with that today, I pray healing into you now as we're doing the talk. Healing. Jesus paid for our healing by this cross, and he hung on that cross and took a lot of punishment for us. By his stripes we are healed. He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We are healed by him. Healing through prayer. We can receive healing through prayer. We can also receive healing just being in God's presence. Don't have to have someone laying hands on you. Just in God's presence, he can do something. He can do something now for any of you that are needing healing if you reach out to him. How's your faith level? It says even if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can ask the mountain to move. I want to bless Keith, because in the elders' day, I started to become ill in the morning, and I, as I'm an asthmatic, I know when I'm getting a chest infection, and I could feel it. And I said to Rachel, I'm stage 1. My chest infection is starting. Keith wasn't going to have that. In the elders' morning, he said, no, let's pray for that. And he prayed, and Keith, I'm better. It didn't go any further than that. So bless you for stepping forward in that. And may that mustard seed grow in your heart and increase. So faith, how's your faith level? How are you feeling with your faith level? We need to be persistent. Sometimes we don't see the prayer answered immediately, or we think we're not seeing the prayer answered immediately, but something has started. But I believe we should keep pushing in. It's something we should go after. God likes persistent prayer. And there's a quote from a lady from the 70s, Catherine Coleman. Anyone know Catherine Coleman?
Yeah.
A very anointed lady. Said, the greatest power that God has given to any individual is the power of prayer. The greatest power that God has given to any individual is the power of prayer. A lot of the times we do focus on our outward struggles, but there's a scripture that says, inwardly we are renewed day by day. The Spirit revives us and renews us day by day. Do we love God any less if he doesn't heal? So if we're seeking healing and it doesn't seem to happen, do we love him any less? No. But I believe we can have blockers to healing. What kind of blockers can we have for healing? I believe if we are holding resentment, if we're holding past hurt, if we're holding bitterness, it's a blocker for the Holy Spirit to work in you. The disciples were full of the Holy Spirit when they did their work. And if, I spent some time reading Acts recently, and it's really good to see what life was like after Jesus had ascended and the disciples were doing their work full of the Holy Spirit. It's quite inspirational. Okay. Okay, vessels. There was a story that was read from the Bible about the jars of oil and the widow that didn't that owed a debt and didn't have money to pay, and then the jar of little oil was brought, and then they said, bring it all other jars which are available and they'll fill. And the oil filled these jars until everything was full. And that's what God wants to do in your life. He wants to fill you till you're full and overflowing. Shortly, we're going to do some practical stuff. I'm going to invite you to come and to receive something from God. So is anyone thirsty here this morning? In Isaiah it says, I will pour water on a thirsty land and streams on a dry ground. I'll pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. And Jesus said in John 4:14, everyone who drinks the water will be thirsty again. This is the normal water. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life. We need to be continually filled. I believe as a believer, when we give our heart to Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit. But I don't think it stops there. I believe we need to be continually filled with his presence. And sometimes we block his presence. So I believe we need to look at ourselves and then receive more as we unblock ourselves. God helps us unblock ourselves. So, what's my experience? So my experience of the Holy Spirit, I've received conviction at times, which led to tears and to repentance. I went away from God for quite a few years and then was led back. He's there in loss, when you're struggling with loss. He's there very close, guiding and helping you and comforting. He's a comforter. I've had times when I pray, you know, I'd like to be prayed for to receive more of the Holy Spirit. And some odd things happen sometimes. Sometimes we end up falling on the floor and lying in God's presence as you receive the Holy Spirit. Other times you just stand up and receive. And the way we look at that is sometimes you want a bath, sometimes you want a shower. We need to live lifestyle Christianity. Something that's really inspired me lately is watching clips on YouTube of evangelists and people living out their faith. One guy, Todd White, is a guy I've been watching recently, and he goes out on the streets ministering to people full of the Holy Spirit, and people are getting healed. Legs are growing to straighten. People with back issues, they pray and the legs straighten, you know, to the same lengths. It's amazing things. There's so much that we can do as a Christian being full of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I think we're mice, we're not lions, as Susan said before. There's so much more, so much more. And it's time for some action. One more saying from Catherine Coleman before we move on. God is not looking for gold or silver vessels. He's looking for willing vessels. He's looking for people who are willing to be filled by Him, with Him. So, let's do some action. Let's just take a moment and bow our heads and think, just think for a minute on what's been said and think about anything which you may think is blocking receiving more from God. Maybe an attitude, maybe just something you carried. So just bow your heads and then we'll do a prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you love us. You love us as we are, but you don't want us to see us stay like that. You want us to be transformed in your presence. So as things come to mind that may be blocking us receiving from you, we pray that they'll put them to one side and that there'll be room for you to flow. A stream of living water in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Amen.